Hi,
Love Talk Radio.
This is Pastor Love. God bless you. Welcome to Staying Connected. We are a church called Setting the Captives Free, and God has put it on our heart to have this video show in your midst. We are in the area of Alpharetta, Georgia, and we are seeking to do a work of the Lord here in this area. May God bless those who have called in or going to call in, or those who are calling in for prayer. We would open the floor up for prayer after this program. I really appreciate those who have called. And we're going to begin to start off with a word of prayer for this radio broadcast. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Father, for this radio broadcast. Father, we ask, Lord God, that you will begin to cause the hearts of your people, Lord, and those who are listening to this broadcast, Lord God, their hearts to be perceptive, Lord God, and Lord, that even the eyes of their understanding to be enlightened in your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for their life today, Lord God. We thank you for their peace. Excuse me. We thank you for their love. We thank you for their grace. And Father, even as we are going to begin to talk about your grace, Lord God, I pray that the favor and the grace of God and your tender mercies will begin to flow upon them this day in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Even give them peace in the midst of the storm in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, and we just give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise right now in the name of Jesus. We cover those, Lord God, that are listening under the blood and their families and everything that they own, Lord God, and that you're opening up many avenues, Lord God, for them to begin to walk in, begin to walk through in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they will find hope in you and not hope in man and not hope in some substance and not hope in the things, Lord God, that God will cause them to be again to lie dormant, Lord God. And Father, that you will open up doors, Lord God, that no man can shut in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for their spirit, Lord God. And Father, that you're rekindling those, Lord God, who needs to be able to come closer to you, Lord God. And Lord, we just thank you, Father, and we just give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in the name of Jesus. We are going to begin to allow this video or this clip of a ministry that I was at, and we were talking about the grace of God, and I'm going to put that on for you, and you can begin to listen to the message and what God was saying in that hour about grace. And I really appreciate those, again, who are listening and those who are going to begin to come faithful listeners. I really pray the blessings of God upon you, and hope that you really enjoy this message. So stay tuned and be blessed. Adam, he said, "Why did you do this?" And he said, "The woman that you gave me."
Mm-hmm. Yes,
sir. And a lot of times we're guilty as men.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we always say, "Whom? It's that woman."
Right.
That you gave me. You did it. 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 But instead of us not allowing God to allow the grace, because this happened back then.
Right.
But then we still bring that same spirit into this particular way of thinking, and we always blame the woman.
Right. Right.
Instead of coming to God, which God is saying that my grace is sufficient.
Right.
You want to blame the woman for your foolishness.
Uh-huh.
You want to blame the woman.
Amen.
For your decision, your bad mistakes,
uh-huh.
your ways and your gullible ways of thinking,
mm-hmm.
instead of mm-hmm. not allowing mm-hmm. the grace
make
of God
play.
To
make
begin a fall upon you.
Mm-hmm.
And we must even begin to examine ourselves
mm.
as men and women to look at the grace of God to make sure that it lines up.
Yes.
With us, because you could be doing things out of the grace of God,
mm.
and you can cause many things to happen to you, or many things that happen to your family, or many things that happen to every situation that comes in your way.
Come on.
Now, I'm going to use an example. Job. As an example. All these things that God had caused to happen to Job because Satan said, let's touch him.
Mm-hmm.
Let's touch him. And God allowed that grace to come off of him for
right.
a reason.
Right.
So now, when God put us in a particular situation now, and he allowed that grace to fall upon us,
mm.
I mean, that grace to be, you know, not to be released on it, he moved the grace for a season, because anytime God, you have your wilderness experience,
come right.
on, there comes a pruning.
Yeah.
There comes a shaping. Notice all the 40. In the word of God, when 40 days, when mm-hmm. Jesus went up to the mountain.
Yes, sir.
40 days, Moses.
Yes, sir.
All these men, it's something synopsis about the 40, because God has to begin to prune you.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And then, once you're pruned and once those things, God take out all the impurities, then here comes the grace.
Yeah.
To be able to walk into that mm. anointing that God has. Mm. Established for you.
Yes.
So now, turn to Job 38. I'm going to show you something in Job 38.
And while you're turning there, I'm going to give you a quick biblical definition of grace. It means kindness, favor. It's a gift or a blessing brought to man by Jesus Christ. Gratitude, thanks. And the Hebrew... or the Greek, I'm sorry, is and hard to pronounce, but it's charis. That's C-H-A-R-I-S. Charis. So the attributes of grace are favor, gift, benefit, credit. God will credit something to you.
Mm.
Thanks. It's blessings. And if you want the Strong's, it's 554.85. For those of you who like to go further in your study.
Amen.
So,
amen.
When he's talking now about how God operates in grace, because of the fall, he has to show a kindness towards mankind. He has to show a favor.
Amen.
And we have to understand that it's something God is giving us. He's doing for us because we have fallen out of a certain level of fellowship and relationship. So before that, when I was talking about the beginning, they didn't need grace because they was already in a relationship where they had that loving kindness of it in exchange with God.
Right.
You know, God was blessing. He was doing. I mean, Adam named everything. Cat, dog, elephant, mouse, ant. I mean, he named it. There was a, he had power and dominion.
Yeah.
Right.
He was called to reign. God gave him a piece of the land and said, reign, do like I do.
Right.
Down
yes,
here.
Right.
And then they fell completely
wow.
out of that.
Right.
All of that changed. The animals changed, the planet changed, everything changed. So now the grace of God is stepping
yeah.
in, and this is what he's talking about, how that grace has to now step in to bridge a bridge. It's in a bridging, restoring of the breach.
Yes.
It's a
Amen.
Restoration piece.
Amen.
So we can't just walk around and think we could just do anything and say, oh, it's under grace and mercy. Oh,
right.
I'm going to act any old kind of way because
right.
the grace of God is going to keep me. That's not what the grace of God is, people.
No.
So we got to know what the grace of God is so we don't deface and defame God's character.
Amen.
You know, by walking and stuff and having very little understanding about what it is. Blessing, favor, kindness. This is just God just doing something towards you, and you have no legal right anymore. We're talking about legality now, by the word. We have no legal right to it.
Yes.
He's just giving it to you. You know how we just give our kids stuff?
Mm-hmm.
We just want to just bless them. Just, here, take $50, go to the mall, get you some tennis shoes or whatever it was. I don't even have a reason. Just go.
Amen.
Just,
yep.
You know, you take your wife out, buy that handbag. She didn't ask for it, wasn't looking for it.
Amen.
Just come in and it's a nice big old Coach bag on the bed. I'm trying to put something out there.
No, don't put no more.
But you know, and it's just, it's a form of blessing that God is giving to us.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So where it goes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Reading in Job 38,
mm-hmm.
and this is what I was talking about as far as individuals who would take God's grace for granted,
mm-hmm.
and get mad at God. Because you didn't get something, and, you know, well, God, you gave me the grace, so I stood out, so why you didn't let this happen? You know, and you sitting up here, and you pointing a finger at God, and you mad at God, and you upset with God, and God's like, So we're going to read on. It says, then the Lord answered Job from a whirlwind. Who is this that questioned my wisdom with such ignorant words? Brace yourself like a man. Because I have some questions for you, and that's a lot of times we always question God.
Wow.
We always question God.
Yeah. Brace yourself like a what?
Brace yourself like a man.
Yeah.
I got to break you off something.
Yeah. Amen.
But brace yourself.
Amen.
Mama, here comes that man.
Amen.
Yeah.
And we always question God. Why? We will, why?
Yes, sir.
And we all mad at God because our house is turned upside down. He won't correct the children. He won't correct the wife. He won't correct what's going on in the church. And we mad at God. It's like, Lord, you gave me this house. Look at this foolishness that's going on. You know,
my
we
God.
All mad and pissed off at God. And God is saying this. He's saying this. He says, I have some questions for you, and you must answer them. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth?
Yes, sir.
Come
on.
Tell me.
The beginning. Amen.
Tell me if you know so much.
Because
we all think we know it all.
My God.
That's right.
We have that self-righteous spirit, man. We think we know it all. We think we can just step out and go ahead of God.
Come on.
And God, and God ain't graced you to do squat, did he? But we stepping out and we said, we're going to go start this church. And God ain't give you no grace to do that.
My God. My God. My God.
We're going to go start this children's ministry and God ain't grace you for us. And now the kids turn all up upside down and they spitting up. And you know what I'm saying? And God ain't graced you to do that.
My God.
So I'm going to go on further. And it says, who determines its dimension? And stretch out the survey line, the surveying line. What supports the foundations? What supports its foundations? And who laid its cornerstone? As the morning stars sang together, all the angels shouted for joy. Who kept the seed inside the boundaries? And as it bursts from the womb, and as I filled it with the clouds and wrapped it in the thick darkness. Now I'm gonna read something really quick. We're gonna stay right there, and we're gonna see what King James has to say about this. King James says this: Who is this that darkens counsels by the words of knowledge? Means that you let Satan talk foolishness through you.
Give an example.
Amen. You let Satan talk through you, and we're so guilty of allowing people to dictate who we are.
All right.
We're so guilty of it.
Yes.
People will come and they'll just dictate, they'll just say things, and you know, like for instance, I've given
a word last week, and Apostle know what I'm talking about, about people coming up to you and telling you that you are a particular anointed vessel of God. You're an apostle. You're a prophet. You're an evangelist. You're a teacher. And they pull you into this call, and God ain't graced you in it.
That's right. That's right.
My God.
And yet you go and you get yourself ordained, because any type of level you go up, you got the devil's coming.
That's right.
Hellhounds are loose.
Yes, sir.
You have to have the grace to be an apostle. You got to have the grace to be a pastor. You got to have the grace to be an evangelist. You got to have the grace to walk under an apostolic covering. I mean, to be an apostolic covering. The grace to be a father.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be grace. You got to be grace to be a prophet. This thing is not for where I'm able to step into the grace of God, so I'm going to do it because His grace is sufficient.
My Lord.
His grace is sufficient, but to a particular situation.
That's right.
You can't put yourself in that position where you know where you don't know who you are in God, and you saying, "Well, God, I'm here, so use me."
Jesus.
Yeah, He'll use you. But there's a certain amount of grace that God give you for a certain amount of walk in Him.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to know and understand our level in God. There are different levels in God. Just like there are different levels in the spirit, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to know what are you called to. And who are you fighting? A lot of times we want to step into the demonic realm, and we want to fight these bad boys, and we say, devil, I got you. And you'd be like the seven sons of Stephen, knowing you're not graced and anointed to cast out devils.
Run out of there.
So now they're dipping and tearing you to shreds.
Yeah.
And you're not anointed to do that.
That's the power of the grace. The power that comes with that grace that God has given that He's talking about. And one of the things that you expounded on, I just wanted to jump up on my seat when you talked about five stones, and five is the number of grace. So I thought you were going in, you went a different direction, but I'm going to this way. I said five, those five stones, I said He took grace with them. When you said it, I was thinking He took the grace of God with them.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
You know, because in and of Himself, that power was it wasn't Him.
Mm-hmm.
He needs the power of the grace of God
to do what
he was getting ready to do.
Mm-hmm.
And like He was saying, you know, to step out into territory that you are not called to.
Mm.
God's grace may not be on that.
That's right.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? It may not be with you in that way. He's always going to have grace towards you because there's a general grace given to all man.
Mm-hmm.
But gracing you to walk and exercise in a certain power. There are certain things I don't do when I'm ministering with the man of God because I don't have the grace for that.
Right.
And I know better.
Right.
I don't put my hand until I either hear from God or my husband say, okay. And then, you know, we covered. You know what I'm saying? Because some things I don't want to say bring nothing home with me.
That's right.
Amen.
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 Everybody can't heal. Everybody can't cast out.
Amen.
And then they running up there, you know, trying to fall people, lay people out. And them folks is getting up the same way they fell out.
That's right.
And you leaving out the thing that was on there.
Right.
Now you're going home and all kind of stuff going on. And I'm going to give you an example. I ain't going to call no names. But I know of a woman of God who tried to, you know, work with a particular person and brought this person back to her home, anointed woman of God, healing, deliverance, the whole nine. But she didn't have the grace for what she brought to her house.
Mm-hmm.
That person was barking, scratching, crawling all over the floor. And she she had to get that person not only out of her physical house, but now we had to go in and pray and cover and all that kind of stuff because she was not graced to deal with that level of demonic activity.
Right.
Period. Mm-hmm. Not by herself, and she brought it into her home.
My God.
Wow.
And that person did not manifest until later.
Mm-hmm.
Oh
my God.
You know, they was fine. They were sitting there nice and quiet. But then at a certain point, that thing came up, that thing rose to the front forefront. And it happened when she was praying.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing rose up. She didn't have the grace to address it.
Mm-hmm.
So now she was in a lion's den, literally, in a situation. So we have to be discerning with the power of the grace of God, as he's saying. You know, we have to know our place in God and be comfortable. Don't try to ride out in nobody else's shoe. If they can do it, bless God, pray their strength in the Lord, and pray, be in agreement, line up with the will of God for what they're doing.
Amen.
You know, I hate to go to these services, and, you know, it's a shift, and God begins to break, and you got folks just...
My God.
And they say, come on, everybody, I need you praying. And you got folks, they just sitting there, it's like spectator sport.
Yes,
they don't bought a ticket.
Yes,
they just watching.
Yes.
Wow.
No. You need to start going in from where you are, because you're graced to intercede. We have stuff we're graced to do.
That's right.
That we can still participate and be effective and help that person be effective. Amen.
So, grace is not, one thing about it, grace is not unmerited favor. And a lot of times we pray and we ask God for grace, and grace is good, but a lot of times when we ask for grace, we don't really need grace. We just need the favor of God.
All right.
We need the favor of God. And when you got the favor of God, the two are coincide, but they're different.
Right.
They're different.
Right.
And when we are believing God for something, we have to know in the back of our mind that we need the favor of a particular thing that we're seeking God for in order to have the grace to be able to use that particular thing that we're asking God for.
Yes.
For instance, money. We're asking God for all this money. But we're not graced to be able to use the money correctly. Or we're not graced enough to explore and do what we're supposed to do with the finances that God has given us.
Right.
So therefore, we need the favor of God to bring us what we need and the grace to be able to use it correctly and properly. And a lot of people get the two mixed up. And I think it's important that we don't get the two switched up. Now in First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10, it says, but I'll wait till you get there. And here's a good example of Paul. Talking about the grace of God in his life. 15:10.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 15:10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am.
Yes.
And I'm going to say that again. By the grace of God, you are who you are.
That's right.
You can't be nothing else other than who you are and what God has called you to do.
That's right.
Amen.
And you have to begin to stand on that particular level, because a lot of times when we find ourselves in that situation, then we're way up here and we're supposed to be here.
Come on.
So then God can work.
Well, that is going to end our session on grace, and God's grace is sufficient for you. I want you to begin to believe God for anything that he has promised you, because when you begin to do that, he allow you to have the grace to begin to walk in what you're believing him for. I just wanted to take the time for a moment and pray with you and begin to ask the Lord to impart the grace that he has for you for your particular walk in God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for the listeners, Lord, and Father God, that you're going to give them the grace to walk in what you have called them to in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord God, that even as you said in your word, my grace is sufficient for thee. Lord, I thank you that your grace and mercy, Lord God, are new every morning, Lord God, and God, that they're going to begin to rise up, Lord God, rise up, Lord God, and walk, Lord God, and keep their head up high as an eagle, Lord God, that you would lift them up each and every day, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, and I give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise for their life today, Lord God. May you keep them, Lord God, in perfect peace and allow the grace of God to be renewed in their life. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this is going to end our radio show. I want to thank each and every one of you for those who have called in and tune in next week as my wife and I begin to tag team, and we're going to talk about the spirit of vagabond. I hope to see you here. God bless you and keep you always. Bye-bye.